if you're like me and my friends, you're probably going to get some memes on Instagram, and they're going to be the silliest things. You don't share them with a lot of people, but it brings joy to your heart. I just actually read one from James Dixon right before I got on, and it just put a smile on my face, and it took me out of that serious nature. And today's whole entire theme, I sat down today. Actually, I woke up this morning, and my mom was saying, TGIF, TGIF. And she was all about finding the joy. Now, the joy wasn't the happiness. It wasn't about the circumstantial, like, hey, son, you got everything you wanted. It was, my mom was like, find the joy. Find the joy. TGIF. One morning I woke up and I thought it was raining. And I was just so kind of down because there were, when it was raining, I lived in Southern California, so it didn't rain that much. And it was, I think I was in fourth grade, and I was like, oh man, we're not going to be able to play outside because we played soccer. We did break, I don't know if you could say past tense break dancing, but broke dance, I don't think that's even a word. So we would break dance outside. Sometimes we would bring our cardboard. Sometimes we'd just do it on the blacktop. I even had a break dancing name. Just don't tell anyone. It was Baby Fresh. So I know that probably going to get some messages coming in on that one. Need to get a shirt that says it. But I was so distraught, so sad because I heard the rain coming down and I was thinking, man, we're not going to be able to play soccer, no break dancing. Baby Fresh isn't going to be able to show his moves. I'd bring my boombox to school on my bike, put it on the handle. It's like 17 pounds, 14D batteries. You know how we did it. And I got up and I went into the kitchen and it was just my mom cooking bacon. And that popping sound made it sound like it was raining. And what I realized at the time is I had made up all this stuff in my mind. I had chosen to already have a bad day based off a couple of things. And my mom just had this big smile on her face. And she said, TGIF. And it was an embodiment of who my mom was, because my mom was constantly choosing joy. It wasn't that she had the greatest circumstances in the world, but she was falling in love with her current circumstances and allowing the magic to happen. You see, my pops had this couple things that he said to us all the time. He would say, breathe, drink water, and pray. And I would be like, all right, pop, whatever. Breathe, drink water, pray. But what he was teaching me was, breathe, take a second, drink a lot of water so you stay fluid, and pray a lot, son, because that's all you could do. But my mom had a different side of it. She said, saturate yourself in the word. Saturate yourself in the word so that way you have so much word in you and it's inside your heart that it's just flowing out your mouth, because your mouth is an overflow of your heart anyway. Number two that she would say is, pray like no other. And she would say, when you've done that, son, shit, there's nothing else you could do. And it was the only cuss word that she ever said. And what it did is it brought a smile to my face. And today, I hope I bring a smile to your face on this TGIF. Because, guys, it's all about finding the joy, falling in love with the current circumstances that you're in right now, finding the laughter in it, putting a smile on your face, because, shit, it's all you got right now. Let's get this party started. I want you to know how much a little bit of encouragement can mean. During the commercial, I just got a text from my friend Hannah Kessler, and she just said, I enjoy listening to the Proverbs daily. I want you to know how much encouragement means and that it's free and it has the greatest ROI of all time. For those of you just joining us, this is your first episode. We are going through the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, and we take 3,000-year-old wisdom, and we see how it could be applicable today. And it's amazing because it never, ever, ever disappoints. And the challenge is that I've been doing this for like 30 years, so I'm reading the exact same proverb on the 15th of every single month. And you know what? It reads different because I read the word first, and then it starts to read me. And that's what'll happen in your life. And it's amazing because for me, my pops and my mom were all about principles. And these principles that my mom gave me, saturate yourself with the word, pray like there's no other, and shit, like once that happens, then give it up. Have a good time. Put a smile on your face because honestly, there's not much you can control after that. And some of people say like, well, it's got to be serious. It's got to be serious. And sometimes the word is serious and it comes in. But I think that God has such an amazing sense of humor. And sometimes we miss it because we're trying to make things too serious. And sometimes I do that. I focus in. What is the lesson? What is the lesson? How am I going to teach this? And my mom was saying, just saturate yourself in the word. Wake up early. Put yourself around wisdom. Get wisdom at all cost. Pray a bunch. Pray a bunch. Pray like there's nothing else that you could do in your entire life. And then she would shrug her shoulders and say, shit, like I did everything that I could. Imagine, like if it turns out it does, if it doesn't, it wasn't for me. I learned that lesson because I woke up late one day and there was an alarm clock and it didn't go off and I was so distraught. My mom was like, you know, this is what was supposed to happen. I was like, what do you mean, mom? And I was mad. And she was like, shit, you're late for work. Own it. Don't be late tomorrow. Make it better. But keep a smile on your face today because you never know how you're going to impact someone right here, right now, because they could be hanging on by a thread. They could be hanging on just by their nails, or they could be hanging on with one hand, or they could be hanging on with just one finger. And you come in with a smile on your face and joy in your heart, not meaning that your circumstances are perfect, but that you've fallen in love with them, that you've fallen in love with the one-bedroom apartment with five people. You've fallen in love with selling now and laters. Buying them for 10 cents, selling them for 25. And not because you were in the candy business, but because you didn't have any money for snacks after school or whatever it was. And fall in love with those things right now. And that's what my mom's spirit was all about. And she was constantly, like on Friday, she made such a big deal. She would text us all the time. She would text her boys and say, TGIF. But she would constantly, through her actions, let me know. Saturate yourself in the word, son. Pray like no other. And then shrug your shoulders and say, shit, maybe it didn't turn out my way. Maybe I wasn't supposed to have that. I lost the job. Shit, maybe I wasn't supposed to have it. I lost the money. Shit, you'll find some other stuff. Or maybe you won't because you need to learn a lesson in being broke right now. But keep a smile on your face, son, because that joy will light up the world. That smile can bring joy to so many others. So here's some questions that my mama asked me. And I want to, before we even go into that, I wanted you to see the difference between my mama and my pops. Like people ask, like, I don't get to hang out with them anymore. They went to heaven a couple of years ago. There's a picture of them up on the shelf. I don't know if you guys could see it. You can't on Apple Podcasts, but they're two beautiful people, have big smiles on their face. And my mom would say, saturate yourself in the word, pray like no other, and shit. My dad would say, breathe, drink water, pray. And then he would add boy at the end. But they all had meaning to me. And it's amazing because that juxtaposed position of both of them that was so different. But when I leaned into the lessons that they left for me, I just want to honor them every single day. I want to keep a smile on my face no matter what is happening in my life. And it doesn't mean that I think that my life is perfect. It's not. But every single day to honor my mom and my pops, I'm going to do whatever I can to choose joy. I'm going to saturate myself in the word. I'm going to pray like there is no other. And then I'm going to get to a point and say, shit. Like yesterday, I did a podcast for 18 minutes and the mic wasn't on. Let me check. The mic is on. I hope. So the questions my mom asked me, and we'll go through them quick. How is your tone? She would say this all the time, like, watch your tone or how's your tone? And my mom was really, really big on respect. And in verse number one, it's a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Verse number seven of Proverbs 15, the lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the hearts of fools are not right, are not upright. Verse 26. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but gracious words are pure in his sight. How's your tone? And I could hear her voice right now. How's your tone? Number two question is, what is in your heart? Because my words are an overflow of my heart. My mom would say this all the time to me, like, be conscious of the words that you use. Now, she never cursed except for shit. Like, that was the only one ever. And she would say, save it for fishing. And then when my mom passed away a couple years ago, my pops, my brother, and myself, we all went fishing. You know what we did? We saved all those words up. We dropped F-bombs all day in commemoration of my mama. But she was always about, like, what is in my heart? Because I'll know it by the words that are coming out of my mouth. The words that come out of your mouth are an overflow of your heart. So that means, what are you putting into your heart? Verse number two, the tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of fools gushes folly. In verse number four, a soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. And verse number 18, a hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. Question number three, what can he see? And this was a big one for my mom, because she was like, you can't get away from God. Like, saturate yourself in the word, pray like there's no other, and shit, just throw it in God's hands and let it be. And when we do this, what happens is crazy, because magic happens. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. What can God see? I could tell you everything. I didn't want him to see everything early in my life because I was acting a fool. And sometimes, even now, acting a fool, I don't want him to see all these things. In verse number 9, the Lord detests the way of the wicked. He loves those who pursue righteousness. In verse number 11, death and destruction lie in wait before the Lord. How much more do human hearts? He could see everything that's in your heart. Verse number 25, the Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he sets the widow's boundary stones in place. What can God see? Everything. So saturate yourself in the word, pray like there's no other, and shit, like, throw it up there. Question number four that she asked me is, are you smiling, son? Are you smiling? I hope you see a smile on my face today, because I'm thinking about my mama, and she just brought so much joy to my heart. She brought a smile to my heart because she was saying, like, I've gone through craziness. Our family hasn't been the most normal in the world, but we are going to have joy in this house. And you know what happened is, when we had a one-bedroom apartment and we had five people in there, you know who wanted to stay the night at our house? Everyone. My buddy Will always wanted to stay at our house. And I wanted to stay at his house because, why? He had all the right Star Wars figures. He had Transformers. I didn't have Transformers at that time. I remember getting Zybots. Transformers had like 16 moving parts. They would turn into, you know, go from a robot into a car. And it was like, wow, this is amazing. They got a cartoon, everything. There was GoBots. Those were the kind of ghetto ones. And then there was Zybots. Zybots didn't even have their own cartoon. And Zybots didn't even have any moving parts. You would just be like, it's a boat. Flip it over. It's a car. Flip it back over. It's a boat. That's how Zybots were. I looked them up the other day, and I actually want to get some. So if you find Zybots, send them my way. My mama asked me, are you smiling, son? Are you smiling? And in verse number 5, it says, a fool spurns a parent's discipline, and whoever heeds correction shows prudence. Imagine my parents' discipline. My dad said, breathe, drink water, and pray. Breathe, take a moment. Drink water, stay fluid, son, and then pray. Give it up. My mom said, saturate yourself in the word, pray like there's no other, and shit, like, just let it be. In verse number 10, stern discipline awaits anyone who leaves the path, the one who hates correction will die. When I looked at this, I was like, man, that sounds so strong. But what my mom was saying is like, discipline yourself to be joyful. Discipline yourself. Discipline doesn't always have to be hard and nasty. It can be discipline yourself to have a smile on your face. Put a smile on your face today. And I've said this for years and years. People who smile make more money than people who don't smile. Like, put a smile on your face. Do the same exact work that you're doing right now, but fall in love with it. And when you fall in love with it, other people won't have a challenge with it. There's in verse 13, 15, 23, and 30. Let's move on to the next question. Are you a prayer warrior? My mama was. She was a prayer warrior like no other. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The sacrifice. Are you sacrificing but not praying? He's saying, just pray. Saturate yourself in his word first. That'll cause you to pray, and then, shit, like, give it up to him. Let him have it. Are you a prayer warrior? Goes into 14, 21, 28, and 29 in those verses in Proverbs 15. The next question. I didn't like this question. My mama asked me, are you avoiding wisdom? And in verse number 12, it says, mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. Have you ever avoided friends that you knew were going to give you the right answer? I do. Sometimes I call somebody, I phone a friend that makes me feel good about the decision that I've already made. My brother has taught me this a lot of times is, you know, just ask people questions. Don't try and give them answers. They don't really want your answer anyway. When they call you for advice, they just want you to drive home the fact that what they said was right. Most of the time. Am I avoiding wisdom? In verse 20, 22, 24, and 31, God hits on this. I'll give you one of those, 24. The path of life leads upward for the prudent to keep them from going down to the realm of the dead. Are you avoiding wisdom? If you are, you're going to be challenged. And that's what my mom was telling me. Next question is, are you choosing joy? And in verse 16, this was epitome of who my mom was. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. As a kid, I didn't want to read this because what I read was you got to stay poor to you got to stay poor to be close to the Lord. That's what I thought. And it had a lot to do with the first church that we went to. Everyone there was broke and everyone was down on their luck. And me and my brother were looking around and saying, man, if this is what it means to be Christian, we ain't trying to be here. We were laughing in church so much, hitting each other, making jokes. They were speaking in tongues. We didn't know what they were saying. And then somebody would translate. So my brother said to me, why don't we do this next week, Kel? You speak in tongues, stand up, just say a bunch of gibberish, and then I'll translate and say that Brother Kelly needs some money and you need to donate to Brother Kelly. That's how we kept the joy. We fell in love with our current circumstances and just kept smiles on our face, even through the craziest and darkest times. In verse number 17, it says, better a small serving with of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred. Some people would be like, well, that means that you need to be vegetarian or vegan or whatever it is. But what it was talking about is, guys, even if you have the littlest amount and you add a smile to it, you choose joy inside of it, it's better than having all these things and having so much strife. Next question is, are you doing the work? This one was hard because my mom got serious on this one. Are you doing the work? The way of the sluggard is blocked with thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. If you're willing to do the work, the road will clear. If you're not, you'll have a lot of challenges along the way. But it doesn't mean you won't have challenges on the path. It just means that if you choose joy, meaning fall in love with those current circumstances, oh, it didn't work out. Shit, maybe I wasn't supposed to do it. Let me sidestep it. Let me learn a lesson. Let me write it down. All the rules and regulations in your business anyway are nothing more than a list of your screw-ups. So imagine if you just said, like, allowed your kids to screw up, allowed the people in your work to screw up as much as they wanted to, and you gave them the freedom to think of new things as long as they wrote it down. Imagine the freedom that it would have. My mom asked me, oh, am I doing the work? In verse 27, the greedy bring ruin to their household, but the one who hates bribes will live. In verse number 32, those who disregard discipline despise themselves, but one who heeds correction gains understanding. Are you doing the work, son? Last one here is, do you know where it all came from? My mom was big on this, and she was big on not beating the chest. She was big on staying humble. And I said it yesterday, don't let the smooth taste fool you. So being humble doesn't mean that you just say, oh, I didn't do anything at all. No, you take, you sit in, but it doesn't mean that you have to shout it out all the time and celebrate in every single thing. God wants to celebrate you. So if you do the work and you know where it came from, then you allow others to be able to sing your praise. In the last verse here, verse 33, wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. My mama gave me, I think, one of the coolest blueprints for every single day, although I don't follow it every single day. My pops gave me a cool blueprint, but not as cool as my mom's. My pops said, breathe, drink water, and pray. But my mom said, saturate yourself in the word. Pray like there, like no other. And then she gave me that one that just keeps a smile on my face my whole entire life. Shit. Like, once I do all those things, I give it up. And I choose joy, put a smile on my face, and guess what? Then I can have a TGIF. No matter what is happening. Proverbs 15, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. 3,000-year-old wisdom that never disappoints. If you're loving the series, check out the whole entire series on YouTube. I put it into it. It's called Wisdom in the Vibe. If you go in the playlist that way, I want to thank every single one of you. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.